Jumping on the phone on Static this evening. It's excellent to have Chloe from In Heaven. How's things?
Hi, yeah, really good.
And James is hovering in the background too, so he can at least give us a yell.
He is. Say hi.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm glad you guys are on the phone, and I'm more glad that In Heaven have got the album out. This thing, Chloe, is like a greatest hits already.
Yeah, well, we're really excited about it to be kind of finally coming out. It's been a couple of years of us in the working, so it feels great.
But it's also like a Michael Jackson record. I think you're something like 8 singles deep off the album.
Yeah, we are. I think we are 8 singles in now. And there's still more to come, don't worry.
Was there any sort of temptation to leave some of the early songs off, or were you guys sort of adamant that you wanted the debut In Heaven album to sort of represent everything up until now?
Yeah, we definitely felt like that. If you listen to it from start to finish, we feel it's definitely a great representation of us as a band over the last 2 years from when we formed and playing our first live shows, and I think it's a good debut record that represents us as a band, you could say.
Yeah, it must be interesting for you guys listening through all those singles as well as a record and seeing how you've grown as a band and kind of remembering what it must have been like to drop them every now and then.
Yeah, me and James are just talking about it. It's, I guess, quite therapeutic listening to it now.
It's been almost 2.5 years since Regeneration, which seemed to have a pretty well-formed sound and mission statement for the band when it arrived. Were you guys in Heaven always wary of, you know, turning the guitars up loud and making anthemic singles?
Well, I think we always, when James and I started the band, it was a bedroom project, but we always had a really clear view of exactly how we wanted it to sound, what we wanted it to be like, and we've definitely not compromised on that. I think as we've gone along and when we started playing live and playing to different audiences up and down the UK, you start to realise the ones that work really well and the ones that maybe don't connect as well as it with the audience, definitely kind of shapes the record from that experience.
And what bands were you and James talking about when you were forming In Heaven? Were you enamoured of artists like the Jesus and Mary Chain?
Yeah, I'm big fans of all of Creation Records and also Smashing Pumpkins and a lot of Sub Pop stuff. We were on the same page with everything. That's why we started a band together.
And it was interesting to see the kind of attention that that early single got, because on the other side of the Atlantic, Julian Casablancas handpicked you to release that song on his label. So was that a bit of a shock as well when he suddenly came knocking early on in Heaven's career?
Well, yeah, that was definitely probably the craziest thing. James was a massive fan of his from being a teenager or whatever. So when we got the email saying, hey, me and Julian love the song, it was a pumped moment, can you say that?
And were you and James always cool indie kids, or did you also grow up on some big stadium rock? I mean, I'd like to think that this album was partly inspired by, I don't know, Billy Joel or something. It sounds massive, you know?
I think there's some Springsteen in there. Definitely. I wouldn't say we were just indie kids. I think we definitely like big rock things as well. James, you liked the Foo Fighters, didn't you, when you were younger? James says he's a huge fan of all rock.
Yeah, all of the rock.
Well, when we started playing live, the ones that became the most fun to play and the ones that the kind of kids at our shows would go crazy to, swinging off the ceiling, are the kind of heavy rock kind of influence songs. So yeah, we love that.
It's good to hear you mention Springsteen, actually, Chloe, because Stupid Things has got a great sort of Born to Run kind of twinkly intro about it, or even, you know, Ronnie Spector's Say Goodbye to Hollywood. And of course, Real Love has that sort of Ronettes drum beat as well. So you definitely dipped into the classic sort of tropes to pull all the tricks out for this In Heaven album.
Yeah, we did. And we had a guy come in the studio when we were recording and laid down some brass for us, which I think just added that kind of extra level, that sparkle on top.
But it's not all over the top. I mean, there's a punk heart beating in Heaven as well. Vultures is a pretty frantic song.
Yeah, true. Yeah, we wrote that, I think, when we were kind of angry.
And how do you divvy up who's going to do lead vocals on the In Heaven songs? I mean, Vultures and Stupid Things are your ones, Chloe. How do you and James, do you argue over who's going to take the lead, or how do they sort of define themselves?
No, it's kind of natural. Like, James writes stuff on his own, and those kind of ones he'll have written the lyrics and the melody and the music, and that's obviously kind of his view and what he wants to say. So there's no questions asked, really. I wouldn't sing one of those songs or whatever. And then things like Treat and Vultures, I played a bigger part in them, and things that I want to say, and so he doesn't want to come and sing those songs.
He backs away a bit, does he?
Him singing Treats, I don't think would work very well.
And you guys in Heaven made another big rock move because you went to Rockfield Studios in Wales to do the record, which is the site of some pretty iconic British albums by The Verve and Oasis and The Stone Roses and more. So was that interesting to sort of make a record in those hallowed halls, Chloe?
Yeah, it was really inspiring, actually. Black Sabbath recorded there, and Bohemian Rhapsody apparently was written there on the piano that is in the studio where you do vocals. There's a lot of history, and the people that own it have owned it since day one, and they're great to keep popping in. The guy who starts it is called Kingsley, and he comes in and tells you stories about when Joe Strummer was there, and it's just, yeah, it's amazing.
So no pressure then when you're working in a place like that?
No, and I think we were just really excited. We didn't have very long to do the record. We only had 10 days, so it was quite militant. We knew exactly how we were going to do it, so we kind of just went in there and just bashed it out really quickly. We're really happy with it.
Can you lick the surfaces in those studios and get a high as well?
Yeah, I think you can. I think the room that I stayed in was where Ian Brown went crazy and locked himself in for a year. And apparently he didn't come out for a year, so.
You stayed in the Ian Brown Memorial Crazy Suite, did you?
Yeah, I did.
And Chloe, another great component of seeing this In Heaven album unveiled has been you guys recently posted films that have inspired the band. Now, this is something I'm surprised more people don't do this, because for me, you know, getting a handle on a band's visual influences is equally as important as the musical ones. So was that kind of fun to also, I guess you must be sick of reading people compare In Heaven to bands, but it must be good to actually show off what films have influenced you too.
Yeah, I'm glad you like that. It's always the big kind of part of us, and we've made all of our music videos. Some of the ideas have come, for the videos have come whilst we're still writing the songs, so it's always been a big influence on us. And Regeneration, for example, which was the first song written, I made like a 30-second kind of looping video, which became the music video that we put out. And James kind of sat in front of it on a rainy Monday afternoon and pretty much wrote Regeneration to the visual. So, yeah, we've always thought of them as important as all the other stuff that goes with being in a band.
You ticked off some classics. I mean, you had The Graduate and Blue Velvet and Carrie. So, you know, there was no Mr. Bean's Holiday from In Heaven.
No, there wasn't. Although, you know, Rowan Atkinson, great movie. I'm joking. No, they're the kind of films that we love, and I think would be the perfect soundtrack to that movie.
Yeah. And Chloe, it's been interesting to see the reaction that people have had to the In Heaven singles as they've come along. It feels like people need In Heaven, like they want to prove that guitar rock's not dead. Do you read those headlines about the band much?
Well, yeah, we do read things that people write, and it's obviously nice to hear. But we love being in a band, and we do want to be a band that people listen to for the rest of their lives and things like that. So I hope that's the case. I hope this record really connects with people and they love it as much as we do, I guess.
Well, yeah, I'm loving it down here. We might have a listen to Real Love off the album right now.
Yeah.
It was one of at least 12 songs you get excited about. Awesome. All right. Well, yeah, this one has that Ronettes intro as well, which is a nice touch, Chloe.
It does.
This is In Heaven Now. James, give us a shout. Thanks for being there in the background.
Hello, how's it going?
Good. We'll hopefully see you guys down here at some point. And here they are with Real Love on Static. Thanks for the talk, Chloe.
No worries. I'm glad you're enjoying the album. Girl, let's